Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2161, Self-Care Ideas for Better Health and Nutrition by Danielle Omar of FoodConfidence.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Welcome back to OHD, where each day I read an article to you covering health, fitness, diet, nutrition, and more. And today, I'll be reading from a brand new author to our show, Danielle Omar. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Self-Care Ideas for Better Health and Nutrition by Danielle Omar of FoodConfidence.com. When you think of self-care, a few things may come to mind. You may think of meditating or yoga class, soaking in a hot Epsom salt bath, treating yourself to a deep tissue massage, or maybe lounging on the couch with a good book and a warm cup of chamomile. Maybe that's your preferred self-care practice. All of those are great. These are all wonderful self-care ideas, and there's really no right or wrong way to care for your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. That said, there is a lesser-known self-care practice I'd like to highlight: nourishing your body and mind through food and nutrition. The food you eat plays a major role in how you think, feel, behave, and function. So, healthy eating could be one of the most overlooked yet vital forms of self-care. Let me explain what it means to practice self-care through food. By healthy eating, I don't just mean filling your plate with lots of colorful veggies, whole grains, and leafy greens. I'm also talking about how you eat. Are you chewing your food enough? Are you focused on what you're eating as you eat it? Or are you scrolling through Instagram or watching Netflix? Are you eating with joy and treating yourself with love and kindness rather than criticizing yourself for eating foods you quote-unquote shouldn't be eating? To truly nourish your body, mind, and spirit through the food you eat, I encourage you to practice mindful eating, a judgment-free mindfulness technique that involves 5 basic principles. 1. Thoroughly chewing your food to improve digestion, engaging the senses, and reducing energy intake. 2. Assessing hunger and fullness to determine when it's best for you to start and stop eating. 3. Reducing portion sizes and using smaller dishes to prevent overeating. 4. Eliminating distractions at mealtimes to better control food intake and focus on how food makes you feel. And 5. Appreciating the food you're eating without judgment and savoring its appearance, smell, taste, and texture. By incorporating these 5 mindful eating principles into your mealtimes, even if you're mindful for just 1 meal a day, you'll likely eat less, maintain a healthy weight, and experience more satisfaction from the foods you eat. And by listening to your body, mindful eating can help you make better food choices in the future too. Other benefits of mindful eating. In addition to building self-compassion, supporting a healthy weight, and improving eating habits overall, mindful eating has been linked to enhanced digestive function and gut health, particularly among those with digestive disorders like chronic indigestion and irritable bowel syndrome. Self-care practices such as mindful eating improve these digestive disorders by activating the body's parasympathetic nervous system, helping to promote relaxation, reduce stress, and support the digestive process. I call this the rest and digest state. As you may already know, good digestive health is crucial so your body can break down, use, and store the nutrients you consume. So along with eating more mindfully, try adding a few gut-friendly foods into each day to really boost your digestion. Other self-care ideas for improved diet and nutrition. Mindful eating is a wonderful self-care strategy for improving your eating habits and overall health and wellness, but it isn't the only way to care for yourself through food. As I mentioned, there really is no right or wrong way to care for your body and mind, and there isn't a one-size-fits-all self-care practice. Here are a few other self-care ideas for better health and nutrition. Eat foods that make you feel good. My Nourish 21 program can help you to uncover the foods that make you feel great and the ones that trigger inflammation or symptoms like gas, bloating, and brain fog. Plan your meals. To ensure you're eating nutrient-rich foods at every meal, try planning and prepping your meals each week. You'll save money, reduce stress throughout the week, and have more time for you. And satisfy your sweet tooth. Sometimes practicing self-care means indulging in a sweet treat, and I'm all for that. Food plays a huge role in our lives, and practicing self-care through nutrition can help us build a healthy relationship with the food we eat while also reducing stress and improving our physical, mental, and emotional wellness. Self-care can mean many different things, but practicing mindful eating, consuming the foods that make you feel good and avoiding the ones that don't, planning and prepping your meals each week, and satisfying your sweet tooth are great places to start. You just listened to the post titled Self-Care Ideas for Better Health and Nutrition by Danielle Omar of foodconfidence.com. Thank you to Danielle, our newest author. A bit more about her, Danielle Omar, MS, RDN, is an integrative dietitian and founder of foodconfidence.com. Through teaching, speaking, and writing, she has spent the past 2 decades helping thousands transform their health. Danielle has also served as an expert consultant for MyFitnessPal, The Washington Post, The New York Times, Life Fuels, and The Food Network. Come by foodconfidence.com for a lot more, and a big thanks to Danielle for letting us share her work. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I was recently at a nutrition conference, and one of the presenters was a gut-brain expert. The presenter mentioned something that reminded me of what Danielle said at the beginning of today's post. When it comes to eating, we want to do all that we can to help our gastrointestinal tract work at its best. One way to do that is to eat wholesome foods, of course, as opposed to highly processed ones. Another recommendation was to chew our foods thoroughly. This is because when we chew our foods well, we trigger the body to secrete digestive enzymes to help us better digest and absorb the nutrients from the foods we eat. So if we can slow down how quickly we consume our meals and snacks and be a bit more mindful and chew our foods more thoroughly, we might end up feeling more satisfied after eating and help our digestion and absorption at the same time. All right, that'll do it for another episode of OHD. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow with another post and where your optimal life awaits.